The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
And Larry Donnelly will be with us in a moment to analyse Donald Trump's remarkable interview last night, which we'll have some extracts from after the news headlines with Ben Finnegan.
Thanks, Matt. Unions representing Aer Lingus cabin crew and ground staff are meeting to discuss pay. It follows the almost 18% pay rise accepted by the airline's pilots last week. The Garda Commissioner says the use of body-worn cameras has prevented potentially dangerous situations from developing in the past 8 weeks. Over 100 Gardaí in Limerick will take part in the second phase of the trial of the cameras, which will eventually be issued to every Garda in the country. Garda are appealing for witnesses to an arson attack at the home of a prison officer on Monday. The head of the PSNI says officers who were filmed celebrating Armagh's All-Ireland win drove irresponsibly and an internal investigation is underway. And Dublin's Lord Mayor has suggested a statue of Sinead O'Connor, which would break a rule in the capital about memorials. Those are the headlines, man. I'll have more in the 5 at 5.
Thank you very much, Ben. 0874100102 gives you the last word by text or by WhatsApp. And let's start by hearing from last night's interview of Donald Trump at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention. The question put to him and the way she opened this is important given how Donald Trump responded. This is Rachel Scott of ABC News.
Mr. President, we so appreciate you giving us an hour of your time. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir. A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, and I say this, historically black colleges and universities were out of money. They were stone cold broke, and I saved them, and I gave them long-term financing, and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here, and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late. Just so we understand, I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
Mr. President, I would love
think
you to answer the question
nasty
on your
question.
Rhetoric
well,
and why I, you
I have answered
black
the question.
Trust you with another
I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President
That's
Johnson, who signed
answer.
The Voting Rights
and
Act.
For you to start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work, in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace.
Just before we bring Larry Donnelly in, a couple of more clips. This is where Trump claimed people are coming over the border to take what he called black jobs.
I will tell you that coming from the border are millions and millions of people that happen to be taking black jobs. You had the best.
What exactly is a black job, sir?
A black job is anybody that has a job. That's what it is. Anybody that has a job.
All right.
And before we go to Larry, one more thing, which Rachel Scott again, asking Trump whether or not he thinks Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she's black.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect
she went to a historically black college.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she went, she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you
I
believe
think,
that
I think
she
somebody
is a-
should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Larry Donnelly, unpack all that for us, please.
Yeah, there's a lot there. I think from the get-go, I think it was clear that he was upset from the very beginning, Matt. And that question was aggressive, but it was all based on truth. There was nothing untrue that was put to him in that question. But I think we've seen before, when women put it up to him and are aggressive or combative with him, he gets very, very instantaneously angry. And that's why I think he lashed back in the way that he did. I mean, the past couple of weeks have been trying for his campaign. I think he's upset that he's not running against Joe Biden anymore. I think he knows he made a mistake picking J.D. Vance. So I think there was a bit of a short fuse at play there. With respect to his comment about black jobs, there used to be some resentment between the black community and the Latino community, in particular those who are politically active there. A lot of black Americans felt like some of the jobs that they were doing, lower paid jobs, that they were being undercut by undocumented immigrants from south of the border. I don't know if that's what Trump was getting at or not, but that used to be at least a kind of common sentiment. The last one really flies in the face of objective reality. Two things can be true at one time. Kamala Harris is a black woman. She is also an Indian American. The reality is that America is comprised of tens of millions of people with mixed racial and ethnic identities. It is absolutely fair for her to say, yes, I'm a black woman, and yes, I'm an Indian American. She's the daughter of a Jamaican immigrant, the daughter of an Indian immigrant. That is what makes America America. And for Trump to say that, again, is really revolting, but also you could see it as an initial attempt to try to define Harris in a negative light. That is, that she is not like the average American. That may be what he's getting at there.
It may go down well with the MAGA base, and certainly his fans here in Ireland as well, as I discovered on social media last night, were applauding it. But is he running the danger that he will turn the floating vote away from him again? Those who might have felt that they would vote for him because Biden wasn't fit, they will now look and say, well, we can't put this man in with his attitude towards women and his attitude towards people who aren't white.
That's the real risk at play here. Donald Trump's, we've often talked about his political strengths, but what I would regard as his biggest weakness is that when he's in difficulty, he seems to develop a mindset that all he needs is his base. He only needs to fire up his base, and that will carry him through. And as you say, that the base is rabid, and the base liked what they saw last night for whatever reason. But it will not do him any favors with the people who are going to decide these things. Constituencies like white suburban women, for instance, will be outraged at some of the comments he made last night. What's more, we've also discussed the fact that Trump has been making inroads with voters of color. It boggles my mind to think that his performance last night would have reassured any of them or put any more of those voters into his column. So he's demonstrating real weakness, but I think it is because the race has changed. He's not comfortable with it. A black woman got under his skin. He got nasty. The whole thing was bad every step of the way. And you can only imagine that his closest advisors, who would have said, you hoped that Trump would have responded to that first question with something like, wow, you're here to play tough, or something, a little bit of a joke before getting so nasty. You can only wonder, they must be tearing their hair out at this behavior, because in truth, Matt, there isn't huge reason for Donald Trump to be panicking and getting nervous about this election. The reality is he still has the advantage. There are still more paths to the Electoral College victory for him than there are for Kamala Harris. But he is really disappointed, I think, and angry that Biden is not the foil anymore.
Okay, one last thing, Larry. Could it be, though, that it'll have no impact on his possibilities? Because we saw in 2016, a lot of people thought he was done for when the Hollywood Access Area tape came out, when he boasted about sexual assault against women, and he still managed to win that presidential election. Could it be that what we've seen with Trump is that he's almost immune from what would happen to anyone else if they said the type of things that he says?
That's the counterpoint. That's his strength, you know, and that's, you know, that's in the ether. It could be that this rolls off his back just like everything else has. I think a lot of this is going to be down to Kamala Harris. And, you know, first of all, she has to pick a vice president in the coming days. She'll also have a convention. She has to define herself. She has to appeal. She has to go out there and win this thing. We know what Trump is. We know he's got that solid base. You know, he may have extras, but it is that floating cohort in the middle, that very small cohort, that Kamala Harris is going to have to give them a reason to vote for her, whether it's the best option available or someone who they actually come to respect. The jury is very much out on whether she can do so, again, because of precedent in past campaigns. So we're going to find out what she's made of very soon.
Thank you very much, Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, political columnist with thejournal.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.